everybody, and welcome to another week of Making Sense of Your Dollar. This week, if you haven't guessed already, my topic is budgeting. I've received a great deal of email on budgeting for several reasons. First of all, it's a difficult feature to use, and second of all, it's an extremely important tool in planning for your financial future. Before I demonstrate budgeting, I need to explain a little bit about a software change that I've had over the last week. I am now running the latest beta of JAWS for Windows, which is 3.7 build 47, and I've installed the scripts for Quicken. I've resisted doing this as long as possible because I wanted this demo to be as generic as I could make it, since there are plenty of people out there who are not using JAWS for Windows. Unfortunately, recent developments in JFW make the toolbars work differently. There was once a time when you could read over them with your mouse pointer and they worked just fine. However, now, when you try to do it, they don't read well at all. This is easily fixed by installing the Quicken scripts, which any JFW user is likely to do, and things start to work just fine for those of us who are using JAWS. For those who are not using JAWS, I'll be doing my best to describe how I used to do things as well as how I need to do them now. I'm sitting in Quicken, and you get into the budgeting screen by going into the planning menu with Alt-P.
Alt-P, menu active, planning center.
And hitting B for budget.
B, leaving menus.
I'm sitting in front of a very complex screen containing several sections. Of course, at the top is the Quicken title bar with the menu bar immediately below that, and Quicken's toolbar for this screen below that. Below the toolbar is an area of the screen which I will discuss as being divided into three sections. The left section lists your budget categories. The middle section is a grid of numbers. And the right section is a column of totals. Now, the column of totals does not move on the screen, whereas the grid does. For example, on my screen, I'm going to go up to the headings of these sections of the screen.
Group jobs or PC income. Category. Group.
Category and group are the first column of the screen.
View. Gen.
Then you've got this view, which I believe if I click on, I can switch the way the budget is viewed, but I will also leave that for now. Then you have the months.
Jan, Feb, March, April, May, June, July, August, totals.
Through August, and then this column called totals. Now, the problem, of course, is that you can't fit all of this information on the screen, January through December. So they only fit January through August, and if you were to scroll toward the right, January would scroll off as September scrolled on, and February would scroll off as October scrolled on, and so forth. This makes the grid portion of the screen, which of course is almost the entire useful portion of the screen, extremely difficult to navigate. It's something like navigating Excel without any sort of special programming on behalf of the screen reader developer. So, what's happened here? I'm in a budget which is full of numbers, and as I read down, I would read groupings and budget categories until I get to the bottom where I would read totals. I'm going to show you how this budget got created, and then I'll review it a little bit. Now, in previous versions of JAWS, I would simply mouse up to the toolbar and using the JAWS cursor, I would read across it to the right, as I may have done in previous shows. With the new version of JAWS, hitting Insert F8 brings up all the tools in a list box.
Select the tool for button dialog.
I'm sorry.
Categories.
That's Insert F8. Insert F8 brings up this. And we get the tools, which is categories.
Edit.
Alerts.
Report.
Options.
How do I?
Bottom of
window.
And that's it. I want the edit tool.
Edit.
And if I hit Tab...
OK button. Cancel button. List box. Edit.
You see there's just an OK and a cancel. So I'll hit Enter on this edit.
Menu active.
And I have the menu, which comes up when you click the edit.
To next week. Copy all. Clear all. Clear all. Auto create.
Auto create. These other buttons allow you to enter and display the budget in different formats. And there's a couple of other items as we continue down.
Fill row right.
Fill row right copies the number in the current cell all the way to the right.
Fill columns.
Fill columns. Not quite sure why you would ever fill columns with anything but a zero if you were trying to clear it out, but anyway.
To next week.
And then we're back to the top. So I'm going to go to auto create.
Hey, leaving menus. Automatically create budget dialog. Use transactions from the date range from colon edit. 6/00.
Okay, it wants the date range from which to take the transactions from, and it defaults to, you remember, I've started all my accounts in June of this year, so it starts from 6/00.
Use transactions from the date range to colon edit. 7/00.
And the end is 7/00. So it will take all of my June and July transactions. I do have a number of August transactions, but since we're still in August, Quicken is smart enough to understand that the August numbers are not complete and will skew the final budget. So it by default doesn't include them. If you wanted to include them, you certainly could, but you would get a skewed budget.
The month's round values to nearest combo box. $1.
You can round your budget values to the nearest dollar or $10. I usually just leave it at $1.
The month's use average for period radio button checked. 2 and 2.
You can use the average for the period, which means that all of the numbers in your budget all the way across will be identical. This is certainly not the way your actuals will be, and it may not be the way you want it, but it's a good starting point.
Include all non-zero transaction amounts, checkbox not checked.
This is not checked by default. I'm going to check it. In this case, it probably won't make much of a difference. But I'll check it anyway.
Check. Space.
I believe if you don't have it checked, it will only use values in excess of $100.
OK button.
And we have an OK button.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Help button.
Help.
Categories dot 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 button.
We have a categories button, which will allow you to select which categories get included in your budget. I'm just going to leave the defaults.
Use transactions from the date range from...
And we're back to the top. Let me go...
OK button.
Back to this OK button, and click it.
Space, 4167.
And we've got a budget. Okay, starting on the top line,
category group,
we've got the category group, and dates and total headings. Below that,
income. Salary, 41.
We have
salary.
This is the salary category.
4167.
You remember I entered... a $50,000 a year salary, and all the way to the right is the total.
$50,004.
So there you have $50,004. It's close enough. So, and between the left-hand column where the heading is,
salary,
my budget category, every row, or every column in this row,
4167.
Is 4167.
4167. 4167.
Now you remember, of course, that this is only showing January through August, so if you wanted to scroll right and see the rest of it, you would have to go all the way over.
4167. Left mouse button. 4167.
Click on that last 4167.
Blank. 4167. Blank.
And hit your right arrow a few times.
4167.
And now if I go up and read my headings.
Category group, U, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, totals.
Now I'm showing April through November. This is, to my way of thinking, an extremely annoying, very disorienting way of doing things. But it's the best we can do with Quicken the way it is now. Let me continue reading down. I'm just going to read the categories.
Discretionary zero, 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 zero,
all zeros, because I haven't entered any discretionary items.
Mandatory expenses.
Now we come to the group mandatory expenses.
Tax colon fed.
You remember we, of course, entered all our federal tax in here.
Dash 1167.
And it comes out to 1167 per month. And if I go all the way to the right,
dash 14,004.
Looks like Uncle Sam's getting a pile of money out of us this year. If I continue down,
tax colon.
Social Security tax. I'll just go to the total column.
Dash 3756.
3756.
Tax colon state dash 2.
And the state gets a total of 2496.
Utilities colon gas and electric.
Gas and electric company.
Dash 312.
And so you see, I mean, I'm skipping all the numbers in between just for speed's sake, but you see that this is what's here. If I continue down,
utilities colon, unassigned zeros.
We have unassigned expenses, and finally we have three rows of totals.
Oh, total income port.
Total income, total expenses, and difference. And the total income is all coming from salary, so that row is not terribly interesting.
Yeah.
I'll just read the total off.
50,004.
50,004.
Oh.
The next row is, of course, the sum of all of the expenses.
Total expenses. -1879.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then finally,
$22,000
plus in expenses. And the bottom row, of course, shows the difference between them.
$27,456.
And currently, I'm making $27,000 more than I'm spending. Now, this looks terrific, but budgets, like any other computer data, are only as good as what you feed in to begin with. Currently, according to my check register, I'm living rent-free, and I haven't bought a bit of groceries, so I'm starving to death, which at least means I won't be paying rent very long. I'm going to pause for a moment and enter a bunch of transactions, and I'll come back and recompute this budget to demonstrate exactly how things change as you enter transactions. I've entered three rent payments for June, July, and August at $1,200 apiece. Needless to say, this should significantly change the budget. So I'm going to go into the planning menu and back to the budget with Alt-P, B.
Alt-P, menu, B, leaving menus, 41.
I'm going to bring up again the toolbar items with Insert F8.
Hit select the toolbar button, edit.
And hit Enter on Edit.
Menu active.
Hit A for Auto Create. Now you have to remember we were up something like $27,000 before.
A, leaving menus, automatically create budget dialog. Use transactions from the
date. I'm going to use all the same dates and I had changed.
Average for people to include all non-zero transaction amounts, checkbox not checked.
I had changed this to checked, so I'm going to check that.
Check. Okay, button.
And hit OK.
Space, 4167.
Now, the first thing I want to do is read down the left column.
Salary. Discretionary zero mandatory expenses. Rent dash 1200 dash 12.
The first thing you should notice is that the rent item has appeared. It was not here before. And the reason is because Quicken does not, by default, include all the zero items for all the categories that you have nothing in, which is very handy. It would make your budget extremely large if it included all those zeros. So we've got the rent category. And then we have all the rest.
Tax colon fed dash, tax colon socks, tax colon state dash, utilities colon gas and electric, utilities colon telephone, and that's on 000000.
Now, total income, I'll read the totals.
50,004. Oh, total expenses.
Total expenses.
Dash 36,000.
Have gone way up.
Oh, difference.
And the difference.
13,056.
Is 13,056, which is a heck of a lot less than the 27 we had before. To summarize budgeting, it's a very difficult screen to use. I almost always use it with a Braille display. Everything shows up properly on a Braille display. You still have to scroll things to the right because the Braille display is only going to show you what's on the screen. I use this feature because it's a very high-powered feature, and it is the best tool you'll have for showing you all the possible pitfalls of the way you're spending money. I'll show some of the reporting features in a future edition of Making Sense of Your Dollars, and in doing so, I'll show how to extract this information in a more useful form for viewing outside of Quicken. Unfortunately, you will need to alter this information at times, and the only way really to do it is through using the budget screen in Quicken. So that's all I have for this week. My contact information, email, Mattioli, M-A-T-T-I-O-L-I, at pobox.com, and our email list, quicken-for-the-blind-subscribe at egroups.com. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.